Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbin. There is a new effort to promote economic development throughout the region, and you have the details, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Yes, local economic development organizations are continuing with an effort to better coordinate efforts to promote the Rochester area. It's called ROC 2025. It includes Greater Rochester Enterprise, the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, Rochester Downtown Development Corporation, and Visit Rochester, as well as representatives from the state, county, and city. Joe Stefko is president and CEO of this alliance. He says it's all about tapping on local talent and other assets to showcase what this region has to offer.
It really is about being more intentional to coordinate and to drive more resources into our economic development strategies in ways that can accelerate growth in the region.
Stefko says that ROC 2025 has that name because their business plan has certain goals in terms of job growth and poverty reduction by 2025.
As we've shown through the pandemic, this is a community that has resolve. This is a community that galvanizes. This is a community that can come together. And I think central to this brand, we're not looking to get back to normal. We're looking to leave normal in the dust and continue to build an even greater Rochester.
ROC 2025 has begun a multimedia campaign to launch that brand. They've also established a website, which is greaterroc.com. Monroe, the Rochester-based provider of automotive repair and tire services, says it has successfully completed the rollout of its collaboration with Amazon to provide tire installation services on all of the more than 1,200 Monroe stores in 32 states. Their tire installation now available to customers who buy the tires from Amazon.com and then select the ship-to-store option at all of Monroe's retail stores. Also, by the way, last week, Monroe reporting first quarter earnings, profits and sales down sharply from last year at this time, attributed in large part to the impact of the coronavirus. But the company says they did see some demand for their products and services increase in May, June, and July of this year as some of the government restrictions started to ease. Eastman Kodak slated to release second quarter earnings this coming Friday. Of course, the company making a lot of news last week after the federal government announced a $765 million loan to the company to help it produce ingredients to develop generic drugs. That sent news of Kodak shares soaring on Tuesday and Wednesday, but they fell back down last Friday, closing down then about 27% to $21.85 a share. Still, that is far above the level the stock has traded at for the last year or so, which was generally under $5 a share. And the financial press, including Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Reuters, making note of additional stock options recently granted to Kodak Executive Chairman Jim Continenza. A company spokesperson quoted by Reuters said the gains reflected by the rise in the stock price are only on paper, saying that Continenza is a strong believer in the future of the company and has never sold a single share of stock. A recent poll that ranks corporate reputations gives high marks to Wegmans, the Rochester-based supermarket chain, ranking sixth on the Axios Harris Poll 100. The top five, by the way, Clorox, Hershey, Amazon, Publix, supermarkets, and General Mills. Survey officials say among the companies that did well on this survey are those who represented safety and reassurance, including their response to COVID-19, hence the fact Clorox, of course, which so many people are using. Harris says during the pandemic, consumers have higher expectations of corporate America, with 79% of them expecting a company's leadership to respond to a crisis like COVID-19 or racial equality. And speaking of Wegmans, they've announced a new opening date for their first supermarket in Westchester and Harrison. That will happen this week on Wednesday. Originally, it was going to be in June, but that was delayed because of the coronavirus. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.